If you're like me and you're trying to learn Vedic astrology, and I've been trying to learn it for 30 years now, and it still seems confusing sometimes. So we've been teaching Vedic astrology in our college to students, and a lot of questions come up. So I compile a list of questions and answers from a resident Vedic astrologer, Pandit Atul, and here it is. When we were kids, at least when I was a teenager, there was a very popular astrology book about relationships. Sun Signs and Relationships by Linda Goodman. I used to love that book. Now, that is just sun signs. And most of us, when we think of astrology, we think of sun signs and we think of, the stuff in newspapers. Oh, if you're an Aries or if you're a Pisces, you should do this, that. And it's all like hunky-dory. But that is not Vedic astrology. Vedic astrology is complicated. It has mathematics, physics, and whatnot. We are going to go back to the basics today. So let's start with what exactly is. We know that Vedic astrology or even regular astrology uses these signs called Aries and Pisces and Capricorn and Leo and Virgo and whatnot. What exactly is that? These are called zodiac signs. So if you really want to understand what zodiac signs are, you need to know what ecliptic is. All right. So, in old times, in ancient times, we used to think, the ancient people used to think, that the sun goes around the earth. Because if you think about it, there is a trajectory of the sun from the sun rising. It seems to be when you're standing in your house all day, or if you have windows in the morning, the sun is rise seems to be rising from the east, and then it's slowly setting in the west. So it seems that the sun is moving when the sun is really not moving. It's imaginary, right? It is we who are moving, but it seems like the sun is moving. So this trajectory of the sun, this apparent path of the sun that seems to come from, east to west, and the sun is moving around us. So it is from our perspective. We are the center of the universe from the astrology perspective, and the sun is moving from east to the west. And also we see as the sun is moving around us, it's causing seasonal changes. So think of a great imaginary circle in the sky or an imaginary line in the sky that the sun is following. And it's not real, it's imaginary. And this is like apparently the sun's trajectory, the sun's path, which it makes during the whole year, 365 days. It forms a complete circle around us, right? And it takes around 1 year to complete. Now, because Earth is a little bit tilted, right? Isn't it tilted? So because it is tilted, so this line is actually inclined at an angle of approximately 23.5 degrees to the equator. So you have an equator, and this path is actually a little bit inclined. And this imaginary circle, as we imagine that the sun is going around us, because that's what it feels like. There is a term used by astronomers and astrologers. It's called ecliptic. So there goes your answer to question one. A lot of students were asked, what is this ecliptic? So this ecliptic is the imaginary circle around the sky, which is tilted an angle of approximately 23 degrees to the equator. All right, that's done. So if you don't understand that, we cannot understand the zodiac signs. So why is this imaginary line ecliptic so important? Because it helps to calculate the positions of the sun, the moon, the planets in the sky. And astrologers use it to determine the dates of solstices and equinoxes. We are already in November. We had the equal day and night, September 21st. And now we're going to have the winter solstice, December 22, 23, something like that. And there are many, many astronomical phenomena that is used for calculation. The zodiac is a belt or a band of constellations that appear to go around the earth and circle the earth along that same path that we talked about, the elliptic path. And the sun, the moon, the planets follow this line. So this imaginary circle belt around the earth is divided into 12 equal segments. Each of them is associated with a zodiac sign. The zodiac sign is zodiac, whether it's Vedic astrology or whether it's Western astrology, in all forms of astrology, the zodiac is the same. But there are some basic fundamental differences between the Western astrology and Vedic astrology. The Vedic zodiac is based on the sidereal system. The Western astrology is based on the tropical system, which is not the topic for today. We're going to go into other topics. So now it's important to note that the zodiac signs are actually not real. They are not based on the actual positions of the constellations in the sky. Why? Why is that? Why are we doing it? Because the zodiac shifts. What the zodiac signs of constellations were 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, they move in the sky. And because over the centuries, they have moved in the sky, they have shifted. The zodiac sign and constellations have become a little separate. And this is called precession. So precession is a phenomenon in which the constellations have shifted in relations to the zodiac signs. So now we know that zodiac signs are more closely associated with the signs of ecliptic rather than the constellations themselves.